Yeah. This is still Misdemeanor Music. This is Lord Whittle here in place of V, here with Simone.
It's not my fucking name.
I didn't say that was your name. I'm talking about someone else named V. Productangulo just came into the building all pissy. I hope you get it together, man. Anyway, I got a quick prophecy from Prophet Chamuk. The biggest drug bust in U.S. history takes place in Casper, Wyoming. Soldiers, so that's where Danny lives. I think she's responsible for it. Soldiers begin using computerized smart bullets that can shoot around corners and track down their targets. Watch out, Octangulo. They're looking for you. Last Bible prophecies are fulfilled when the bones of a prophet are discovered in a tomb in Jordan. The other news, no one cares. Oh my god, this is like so much feedback. If you have feedback, please call us up. Do you want to talk? Call 831-427-3772. I know you're listening. Don't hide. Don't hide in the shadows anymore. Your sex life can improve also. This is not helping with the... Alright, my headphone is on.
Now, do you notice how there's no feedback, motherfucker?
Yeah, sorry, folks. There was no feedback to begin with.
I'm so
tired
of this.
I was just playing tricks with your mind. Do you know about the Northern Lights are going to become visible as far as south as San Diego, heralding a time of great changes? That's what Medicine Man Neshola said.
Dude, Neshola's where it's at. That's a hella cool-ass bar in La Honda.
Three children from western Louisiana discover a cure for lupus growing on the banks of a remote pond. But I didn't think anyone got lupus anymore.
People in Louisiana get lupus.
A UFO crashes in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in front of hundreds of shocked witnesses.
Wait, Madlib, who was it? Dude, wasn't it Madlib who got lupus? Or who was it?
What? He's a loop digger.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Nope. When do hundreds of people even gather anyway? Like, when are there ever hundreds of people around? Like, together in one place.
On a regular basis.
Yeah, whatever, man. I count
concerts,
often.
Rallies, schools.
I've been to one of those things. Schools.
Office buildings.
Dude. Okay, here's another one from, the Shawnee Prophet Tenskwatawa. China becomes the... Wait, no, I don't want to read that. Actually, I will read that. China becomes the world's foremost technological power once they launch a fleet of gigantic Zeppelins. You need coolers.
You guys, today at New Leaf, they're giving away free colons. If you apply today, if you apply for Section 8 housing in Santa Cruz, they're also giving away free colons. So yeah, go to www.santacruzspca.com for your free colon.
And I'm gonna be alright, and you're gonna be alright. You ain't gotta hold my hand, just walk with me tonight. And I'm gonna be alright, and you're gonna be alright. You ain't gotta hold my hand, just walk with me tonight. And I'm gonna be alright, and you're gonna be alright. You ain't gotta hold my hand, just walk with me tonight. And I'm gonna be alright, and you're gonna be alright. You ain't gotta hold my hand, just walk with me tonight.
What it is, it ain't, and what it ain't, it is. It's a theme of a Virgo.
Who cares about gravity?
It's the most powerful force.
Gravity's so lame, dude. Shit's overrated. Every Saturday nights, 9 to midnight, DJ Tlaloc, Misdemeanor Music, 101.1 FM, freakradio.org. It's 11 o'clock, it's raining outside. Gravity doesn't exist here. Not in the Brant. We're broadcasting live for the Brant Support Day Caves. Loop diggers are outside.
When Batman come round, everybody sit up. Yo, I'm icy, get up, lift me it up. Don't break yourself, cause you feel more than box and kick up. Ambulance come, you then pick up. Half on himself, the boy shit up. The mother come for you identify, but she just take a look on him and sick up. Yo, your time it up. Me sure and I wear like hiccup. When me done, the boy look for me and say, oh, can't believe I'm cut. I'm my specialist, you hitch up. You think me care when your face switch up. Me a real bad man, so mind yourself before you get dumb and kick up. We rise the temperature, we no bust no replica. We rise the temperature, that's a hard the predator. We rise the temperature, we rise the temperature. We rise the temperature, me oh no no ready for. We rise the temperature, me oh no no ready for. We rise the temperature, we no bust no replica. We rise the temperature, we rise the temperature. We rise the temperature,
me oh no. Let me tell you this, yo, yo. Me tell you this straight. Me come dark up and track. Your boy cool up, put water up on that. You know want start and get mark up and trap. Me move mobile like so we just start a contract. Me spark up and track. Paper, then put park up on that. You know see me win already. Look me a walker come back. Lad, dapper, doctor, me come well proper. Me gold not bronze or copper. Everybody know me sharp like maca. And the boy want test me feel sorry for. Then me go see more red.
Breaking news. Hamas has a Twitter.
So make him travel like a foreigner. We rise the temperature. We no bust no replica. We rise the temperature. That's a hard the predator. We rise the temperature. We rise the temperature. We rise the temperature. Me oh no no ready for. We rise the temperature. Me oh no no ready for. We rise the temperature. We no bust no replica. We rise the temperature. We rise the temperature.
Yeah.
We rise the temperature.
Them try sabotage me. Yo. Them come with the dapper. Up and down. Me a born Jamaica like rum and up and down. Me a do this long time like Tony Mataron. Everybody knows me and the real veteran. Veteran. Everybody right now me know me better than. Make room when the big get a land. The DOC is the real veteran.
We rise the temperature. We no bust no replica. We rise the temperature. That's the anti predator. We rise the temperature.
Alright, let's play some Gorilla. Hold on, this needs to be playing. Tasty.
Thank you.
Welcome to Misdemeanor Music. You're listening.
See.
What? Shut the fuck up. Nobody asked for your opinion on my professionalism. God damn it. This is my show. I do whatever I want.
This is America. Can do whatever you want.
I can do whatever you want.
You want bread.
Simone Drone is getting shit-faced off Two Buck Chuck and eating French cheese.
You. Okay, first of all, the cheese is Belgian. This is not Two Buck Chuck, and I'm not shit-faced.
This whole thing is really French, man.
This is really... I don't even know what I'm doing here right now. This is not good. So, that was a song by Bowlegged Gorilla. That song was called Big Green Trash Train off his album Untitled. And you can look him up on myspace.com/...
The Bowlegged Gorilla. So I haven't been on MySpace for about a year now.
I noticed that. When I went on your MySpace page.
But, yeah, you can contact me at bowleggedgorilla@gmail.com, too.
That's very easy to do. So, what kind of instruments were you using in that song?
Everything on that song was just guitar and beatboxing. And it was all done at the same time and on one track on just a small little handheld digital recorder I set up on the other side of this abandoned movie theater that I had access to, and I just plugged my speaker in and my guitar in and just did the song, and there's no post-production or pedals or anything. It's all organic, coming right out of my face and my guitar.
That is so fucking sick. If y'all have not seen Bowlegged Gorilla live, he is the shit. You will literally not believe the noises that are coming out of his mouth. It's pretty incredible. Do you want to talk about the show that you did last night?
Yeah, I played with Josh Stacey. He's a good friend of mine, and he lives in Loma Mar, California, and he's a cellist. Yeah, we played at some little bar out in the redwoods in the
beautiful La Honda, California.
La Honda, California. I had a good time. I really don't like playing at bar rooms because what I do, it takes quite a bit of concentration. So I usually like to just play small house shows. Where people are more receptive. I don't really like playing that big venues or anything like that.
Have you ever been invited to play big venues like Carnegie Hall or anything like that? Or
no.
The Catalyst?
No, nothing like that. I think the biggest venues I've ever played is like...
The Cesar Chavez Cooperative?
Oh, yeah. I've played like mid-sized music clubs, that's it. And I really don't like doing that either. I like the sound system. That's the only thing I like about places like that. It's like a holy feeling to beatbox with a sound system like that.
Damn. When do you start learning, or what got you interested in starting to practice beatboxing?
I was 13 years old, and I feel like I had already been doing it, but I started getting really into a lot of dance music, a lot of drum and bass, and a lot of hip hop. And I did some LSD.
Are you serious? Are you fucking serious right now?
And
that was made illegal in 1968.
Really?
I don't know if you got that memo.
But anyway, I fell in love with it, and it's been. So I kind of have this little joke. I feel like every single job I've ever worked since I was 14, whether it's a McDonald's or a grocery store or whatever construction, I was just really getting paid to beatbox, because that's usually what I'm doing when I'm working.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! What inspired you to do the unique kind of style that you do with the with guitars and like kind of, because you have a very distinct sound. Well, like your sound is not the typical beatboxing sound.
I kind of took to doing my own little style in the beginning. I'm not quite sure why. I think it's because I was listening to drum and bass. And I got a buddy of mine, one of my best friends growing up, his father was really into like traditional American music and country blues music. He found like a Blind Willie Johnson record in like this abandoned house in the 1960s. So he's just been like collecting all kinds of country blues, and so he raised my good friend to listening to that stuff, and my friend introduced me to a lot of traditional music when I was like 15. And then when I was like 18, 19, and I just moved on to other kinds of traditional music. And so rather than listening to a lot of hip-hop and music like that and listening to other beatboxers, I was just listening to like ethnic music, like Turkish music and samba music. So I was more mimicking like stuff like that.
Hell yeah. What's that? What kind of sauces do you like?
Sauces?
Yeah, I mean, it could be anything from like, you know, like pasta, or if you like certain things on sandwiches. I like to put ranch dressing on sandwiches.
Whoa. I mean, sriracha is always good.
It's a condiment. Probably a sauce.
Yeah, you're right. It's not really a sauce.
Damn! Whoa! All right. Yeah, y'all should go to freakradio.org and donate so we can buy a new microphone. But yes, chutneys are very good. Whenever I sneak in the dining hall, usually get good mango chutney. Some mango chutney is good. Mango chutney.
Penang curry is my favorite.
Penang curry.
Yeah.
Mata Penang is where it's at, though. On the real. Well, it's a saucy kind of food. God damn.
Yeah, that's a meal.
That's a soup.
You guys are so fucked up, dude. This is not your show. Please don't call me out on my miscommunication. What is your favorite noise that you make?
I mean, I really don't have a favorite noise, but my favorite beats to do are probably I took a big liking to doing Baltimore club beats, which is kind of a dying
the house music kind.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right, so I'll do some of that for you guys.
Hell yeah! Oh my god, that was so fucking ill. You were in a club. This is club misdemeanor music. If y'all want to call in and talk to the bow-legged gorilla, please call in to 831-427-4255. 831-427-3772. Again, that's 831-427-3772. He's here for a limited time. If you need any tree work done, he'll do it clothed and naked.
I got a joke too.
Oh shit!
What is a lobster with big boobs and an old bus station have in common?
They're both in Baltimore?
No. One is a busty crustacean and the other is a crusty bus station.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Wow. Let's just all take a deep breath and appreciate that.
I'll do some more beatbox. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
That's probably the best beatboxing in free radio history.
That is probably the best beatboxing in free radio history. I don't know if you know this, Bowlegged Gorilla, but I've actually been waiting my entire life to hear that.
Really?
Yeah. That was it. I can die now and be happy.
Thank you. Don't die.
I'm trying really hard not to. All right, I have some more questions for you. Did you have to fight anyone to the death when you got voted best artist in 2009 by the Baltimore City Pages? Did you have to fight anyone to do that?
No, I did not. I didn't even expect it to happen. It actually kind of freaked me out. It boosted my ego up way too high, and I was like really self-conscious that whole year. But there was no fights to the death. So a friend of mine called me. I was out watching trains go by, and she called me and said, guess what, congratulations. I said, what for? And she said, you got the best. I was like, what, really? So I waited till they delivered the city paper at like 2 a.m. I said, wow, holy shit. I got it, and I just sat on a curb, and it felt so good when I looked at it. I just couldn't believe it.
Oh my god! Oh my god! You have fucking... Oh, it's not on.
What's your power animal?
I don't know. I have to go to a rainbow gathering to figure that one out.
Is it a raven or an oriole?
You know, I've only seen. I don't even think I have seen it. No, I've seen one Oriole my whole life.
I feel like it's probably a lemur.
A lemur.
Simone says it's a lemur.
Isn't that your state flower is a lemur, right?
I like to think it's a gorilla, but I could be wrong.
Huh? Have you seen a gorilla before?
Yes, in the zoo.
Oh, those aren't native to.
They're native to D.C., Washington, D.C., because that's where the zoo is.
don't swim in the harbor there?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
You don't swimming around in the Chesapeake Bay.
Girl, don't swim in the Chesapeake Bay.
That's my CD case.
Awesome. Thanks. I thought that was your wallet, Alex. No, that's a piece of metal. Do you have any good show stories? What's one of the more interesting shows you've had? Did anyone try to stab you with a nail file in the face during a show?
I think the best show I ever played was actually this past month in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It was just like a small house show, and there was just like no pretension whatsoever with the people there. And after I played, I just sat there and beatboxed, and people were just singing on the microphone.
Yeah,
it was just like a small room, and people were crowd surfing, and just like there was like group hugs where we were all screaming at each other.
That is beautiful.
It was probably the best time I've ever had playing music for people.
Holy shit. Should I go there?
Yeah, go to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And
oh my god.
Play a show at the Big Baby House.
Whoa. The next question was going to be if you have any good travel stories, but that might be one, huh? Like, all right, one of your best places to travel to and why? Best places you've been to.
Best place I've been to, a little town in southwest Texas called Alpine, Texas. It's like a couple hours away from Big Bend National Park. But I don't know why I like this place so much, because it's just like got like I don't know, there's like no music scene whatsoever besides like cowboy music and cowboy poetry. But they really like my beatboxing down there.
That's pretty sick. Damn, what does cowboy poetry sound like? Can you do something for us?
I can't off the top of my head, but it's very similar to hip hop, actually. Just like really simple witty rhymes.
That's beautiful. That makes me want to go back home to Alpine, Texas, where my mom immigrated from. Texas was Mexican too, Simone. The border crossed us.
Oh.
Have you not heard about that?
I remember the Alamo.
I remember the Alamo
you?
Too.
You're supposed to forget that.
Yeah. I forgot it when I came to the land of the free. All right, I have another question. What, what kind of instruments have you played while beatboxing besides the guitar and the mandolin?
Really, no other instruments. When I was like younger, I would beatbox and play the harmonica at the same time, but, it's been done. A thousand ways before, so.
I saw somebody say that you play at the Jew's harp as well. Is that even politically correct?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, the term Jew's harp has nothing to do with Jewish people. Jews is like some root word for jaw, apparently. And there is a jaw harp on every single continent there, with every single indigenous group of people.
Ooh.
Pretty interesting fact.
That's pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Another question. Did you hear what's going on in the Middle East?
Don't they have, like, a Flickr account?
Yes, the Middle East has a Flickr.
Should go to their MySpace page.
Egypt had the internet turned off. I don't know if you guys heard that, because people were using Twitter to do their shit. So
that,
yeah, Tunisia and Egypt and Yemen. Hello.
So you can't get like Wi-Fi out of those great pyramids?
God damn it, Alex. No, also in 2000... Listen, shut the fuck up! In 2009 at the G20 in Pittsburgh, the government also turned off the internet and Twitter for 2 days during the G20 riots, because people were using Twitter there to start protests. But they asked the Twitter to keep it on during the Iranian protests. So see how it all works, you know? See how it all works. It's all one big something. I'm totally into these secret Indian prophecies. These people are so on top of their shit. They actually said Indian prophecies. Have you seen this? Did you see? This is front page news. This Indian has a fucking rainbow drawn on their cheek.
That's a white man with a rainbow on his cheek. That is not a Native American, nor is it an Indian.
Not a Native American or an Indian. You can sleep better tonight. See the good doctor inside.
Sexuality is a crime.
Your grandma. Oh, I thought you said your grandma angel. Your guardian angel is watching.
I've been very ignorant to any sort of politics recently because my truck does not have a functional radio, so I can't listen. I can't be a member supporter of NPR.
Oh. You can't. Wow. Where are you going next in your to find somewhere to do something?
I'll be here in Santa Cruz until April 20th, and I need to get money for gas, and then I need to start booking a tour. I'm waiting for some woman down in Claremont, California, to book me a show, but she just doesn't keep calling me back.
Don't go to Claremont. That place is full of snakes.
At Pitzer College, yeah.
Whoa, where the fuck is that?
It's
in Claremont.
Claremont, California. Claremont's in Southern California. It's just right below LA. But anyway, if you guys might want me to play wherever you are, I'd love to come through. I'm trying to do a tour. I'm living out of the back of my truck and touring, so it's living the life.
On that note, in these ancient Indian prophecies, it says that super fast jets will take passengers around the world in 5 hours.
Is it
really accurate?
Did they call them jets or?
Yeah, they call them. Robots will begin taking over white class middle collar jobs. Wait, white collar middle management jobs. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
A space telescope next snaps pictures of Earth in the distant future. Isn't that already happening?
Yeah.
I think it is. Already happened.
I think you can go on the internet and look at your house.
Tomorrow cities will be high on the hog thanks to dragonfly farms. Okay, well, on that note, how can people contact you if they want to have you play shows?
bowleggedgorilla@gmail.com. And bowleggedgorilla@gmail.com. That's it.
Okay. We're going to.
It's my friend's father. I was walking down the street when I was 14, walking home from school with my skateboard, and he drove by and with his dad, and his dad said, "That kid looks like a bow-legged gorilla."
That is not a nice thing to say.
And then the next day at school, my friend said, "My dad said you look like a bow-legged gorilla." And that's pretty much it. And then his dad started calling me the notorious BLG. I don't really like the name Bow-Legged Gorilla, but it just got stuck. Hopefully it gets stuck in people's heads. So.
Yeah. Wow. Do you have a Twitter too?
No.
Oh.
I don't even have a Twitter one.
Oh, you are so witty, I can't get over it. Wow. We're gonna do some setup here before we play some more shit, and Bow-Legged Gorilla is gonna pick some Baltimore house music for us to play on the radio, and so hold on tight. I'm gonna play the new Dizzy Rascal and Armin Van Halen Bonkers video, and go fuck yourself.
I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Bonkers.
In my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. And every baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Yeah, man,
in the floor now.
Well, back then, back then, back then. I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me a slip. Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. Man, I'm just living my life. There's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
years, kind of playing this crazy sort of hype bass party music. Tonight in the Essential Mix, I'm going to be giving you a little taster of that. I think the thing with dubstep is, for the people who haven't heard it, you've got to let the music do the talking. So here's my Essential Mix for the next 2 hours. Some dubstep flavours.
Radio 1.
Please welcome up to the Essential Mix turntables, Roscoe.
We ain't scared of this.
Mr. Manor Music, 101.1 FM, every Saturday night, 9 to midnight. Cada sábado, 9 hasta las 12 en la noche, Canciones para Ladrones, en Radio Libre, Santa Cruz, 101.1, freakradio.org, freakradio.org, yeah, francés, dile.
Misdemeanor Music. C'est chaque samedi soir de 9h à minuit avec V. Le DJ.
Want to give me some dick, give me a call at 831-427-3772. It's been a couple years since I sucked a good dick. Some Baltimore club music,
which is not popular anymore
unless you're 37. But that's okay, because if you go to a Psytrance show in the Bay Area, you're going to be the only one under 40. This is Kay Swift, Slide to the Left, Baltimore Dance Club. You know, just take a deep breath and thank the Lord for the things that Jesus Christ has given you. Have you pledged your life to Jehovah today?
I think they ready shouting. I
No, dude, I've never been on
the air. Oh. You never been on the air?
No, I've never been on the air.
Oh, my God.
Oh, damn it.
No, it's Juan. Were you listening today?
Yeah, I'm listening right now.
Oh my God, how does it sound like? Hello? Don't listen to yourself on the radio. Listen to me. Stay with me, baby. Stay with me.
I'm telling you, I can hear myself inside.
I know you can hear yourself. Don't listen to the radio. Listen to me on the phone talking to you.
Okay. I'm listening to you. I had a question.
Yeah, ask it.
How do you spell misdemeanor?
MISDEMEANO.
There's no... Wait. There's no A after the E.
You're giving me feedback, hon.
What?
Hello?
Hey.
Okay, it's MISD.
Yeah.
EM.
Okay.
EAN. Wait, I think I'm spelling it wrong. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Wait. Hold on, Juan.
Are you
hold on.
For real?
Wait, it's okay. Here we go. MIS. Okay, you're following me, right?
Yeah.
MISDEMEANOR. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
Okay, I'm making your stickers.
You're so raw. Everyone get ready in Santa Cruz for the new Misdemeanor Music stickers / flyers. With artist Juan Octangulo making it. Do you have any requests?
How about some Crystal Castles? Can you play that?
Some Crystal Castles. I can play some Crystal Castles for you, baby. Do you have any questions for the bow-legged...
Free radio!
Yeah! Do you have any questions for the bow-legged gorilla?
For who?
The bow-legged gorilla? Were you listening?
Maybe I didn't listen enough.
All right. Well, okay. He was fantastic. Thanks for calling.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Okay, bye.
Dance my pain away. I got problems. Dance my pain away. I got problems. Listen to my story, bill collectors on me, have to file bankruptcy, need some help from somebody, yonder bills are stacking up, I'm desperate to make a buck, I played the lottery today, won't you please wish me
I'm
luck?
Gonna dance my pain away, I got problems, dance my pain away, I got problems.
Told ya, I told it to put the bullet in the glass and blow the bullet. Told ya, I told it to put the bullet in the glass and blow the bullet.
Essential.
Baltimore Club Music live.
Don't y'all think I'm playing? Hold up.
Thank you.
everybody. It's about that time to start some mutual masturbation. You've been listening to Misdemeanor Music live on 101.1 FM Santa Cruz. Estabas escuchando a Canciones para Ladrones en Radio Libre Santa Cruz. Listening on freakradio.org. Exactly. Do you have anything to say, Bodega Gorilla?
I love Prodigy.
We all love Prodigy. Good night!
Does my mic work?
No.
Does it work now?
Hold on.
Doing something.
Is it working?
Yeah, it's working.
Final prophecy. Old-fashioned wood and drywall homes give way to houses made of glass bricks with electronic circuits embedded in them. Believe it or not.
On that note, good night!